Hi, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our free community call. We're having two free community calls this month. This call is specific to removing breast cancer DNA, and then we're going to have a super fun Halloween call at the end of the month. So I want to welcome each and every one of you to the call, and especially all of you dear ones who are, maybe you have breast cancer DNA in your family heritage, maybe you've had breast cancer already and you'd like to avoid it in the future. We're going to be pulling it out of your DNA. And I also added some additional clearings this year from last year. So we've got some additional ways that we can remove the programming for breast cancer from all of your fields. So we're going to be getting to work on that really quickly. And we have just under 400 students registered for this class, so I know it's going to be an exciting class. If I don't get to responding to you, please know that you are loved and cared for. And sometimes when there's a large volume of students, it's a little hard to respond. But hi to Cindy, Laurel, Elizabeth, Margot, Brenda, Barbara, Anneli, Rose, Kristen, E.E., Penny May, Anne, Limi, Saval, and Rosemarin, and Donna. Welcome everyone who's signing in, and I know we're just flooding into our webinar jam. So let's get started, and we'll start with a blessing. And even before that, just to remind you, Master Jesus, who was a master healer, said to us, and it's in Scripture, these and even greater works than these you shall also do. And so just know that it's possible. Just begin to put away the unbelief that you can do something with your body that maybe Western medicine would be surprised about. So you put that away and we go, yes, all things are possible. And we start our session today with a love wisdom affirmation that we will say together. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation. To release myself from any human bonds I have worn in as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And that includes DNA that is programmed for cancer. That does not resonate with our essence, right? Not something we want to learn from. And then our removal of all obstacles. Vakrutunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Karme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat, Parad Brahma, Tasmai Shri, Gurave Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Dum Durgaye Nama Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And let's go ahead and review hand movements to access the quantum field for this quantum shift. And the hand movements that we'll be using today are, first of all, the quantum pump, and that's with your elbow down at your side. So back up a little bit. So your elbow is down here at your side, and it's pumping forward. That's the quantum pump. And it looks like this from the side. So it's really the hand kind of gently falling forward. And the reason this works is we're using the quantum field. We're setting an intention with our mind. We'll have a list of things that we're clearing on our slide, and we'll be pumping, accessing the higher frequencies of the quantum field to clear and remove. So that's what we're up to, quantum pump. And then we're going to show you some other versions of that. There are two kinds of physics. There's Newtonian physics, which says it's like gravity. It's the apple falling from the tree. What you see is what you get. And then there's quantum physics. And quantum physics says that we're all part of a field of particles vibrating. And based on how the particles are vibrating, you get a globe or a vase or Julie Renee. And what we're doing is we're setting an intention with the mind, what the mind can believe and conceive, it will accomplish, it will fulfill, it will be fulfilled. And then we're accessing the higher frequencies of the field, the quantum pleasure field, with this hand movement, so we're rapidly shifting. Now, when we actually do get to the DNA process, we're going to be doing a process that's more like this, and I'll be helping you, so not to worry if this is very unfamiliar to you, but it's essentially it's going kind of a flutter on the side, and this is the right hand, and it's crossing over. And in this case, you would only do it one-handed. With the quantum pump, you could do double or you could do single, but with a DNA side slide, that's one-handed. Okay, very good. And we do, how I get my information is through muscle testing, which is also called kinesiology. I do that with my right hand with the ring finger extended, pressing down. My name is Julie Renee. That'll test is true. See how nicely the finger holds. My name is Bozo the Clown, and that'll drop. My name is Mrs. Obama. No. So you're going to be able to see over time, and certainly when you're taking classes with me. By the way, we have a muscle testing 101 class coming up pretty immediately. It's only $49. I recommend that every single student get into the muscle testing class. That's going to be really good. And there's a breast health class coming up. So if you want to go further into your breast health the next couple of weeks on Wednesdays, we'll be doing breast health itself. So tightening, toning, removing cysts and growths and things like that, inverted nipples, all of that kind of stuff we are doing in 2 weeks, very inexpensive class. So you might want to also check that out. I'm so happy you're here with me today. It's wonderful. I feel like Mrs. Rogers, Mr. Rogers. I'm so happy you're here with me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. All right, and some of you know that I have a pretty significant cancer story, and that the first cancer I got was when I was 24 and really seriously ill, carrying a child. I was pregnant at the time, and I was able to get through the pregnancy. I weighed 104 pounds when the child was born, and I was very, very sick. I dropped down to 96 pounds with no thought that I would be able to live. And yet I pulled through 17 surgeries, multiple cancers. So just know that when you believe it's possible to survive cancer and you believe that you can actually recover, get better, return to wonderful health, you will and can. If you have breast cancer now, I want you to stay positive and keep your diet really good. The Gerson protocols are excellent, and those have been around about 100 years. So that's diet and nutrition protocols. Meditate, pray, walk in nature. Keep your mind clear and focused and on great health. Celebrate your life and all you have to live for. Now we're going to go into clearing one. And clearing one is even beyond, we'll be doing the DNA clearing after clearing one. But what we're going to do is we're going to remove all the programs and spiritual interferences that are in place. And you can see that there's a lot in emotion there. So starting with malice, hatred, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, greed, disappointment, and bitterness. These are all things that anchor anchor breast cancer DNA. So we're going to clear all of that. Lucifer stops, soul contracts, bloodline, clan, evil spirit curses, agreements. We got a couple things bundled up here. Group mind and group mind virus, black magic curses, trauma, karma, separate from trauma. Trauma is from this life, karma is from past lives, cycles, timelines, malice, and we did the emotions. And then a few spiritual interferences, transmortals with nanotechnology anchored in and resentment, and iguana, which is an alien type 1, mechanisms and bitterness. So we're going to clear that now. So everybody is going to do the quantum pump to do the clearing for removing the programs for breast cancer. And then once we remove the programs for breast cancer, we'll be going in and we'll be doing the DNA clearing. So we're going to do it step by step. Okay. Yeah, I don't think so, because we'll lose some of the... There we go. I think that's as big as we're going to be able to get it without losing the words, Laurel. Hello, Nasima from Cape Town, and Jasminka from Serbia. How wonderful. And Therese from British Columbia, and Anita, another beautiful day in paradise. So true. From Ocha. Ojai, that's what it is. And Paula from Israel. Hi, Paula. Nice to see you on the call. Anne from California, and Rita from Switzerland. Alicia, hello. I'm Saval's daughter. Oh, how fantastic. Nice to meet you, Alicia. Sybil, Grateful Heart, and Gayla from probably from Ohio, I'll betcha. And Trisha is another of Saval's daughters. How fantastic. Marilla from Toronto, and Johanna from Sedona, and Annie from Portland, Oregon, and Nila, and Edith, and Catherine, and Norma. Wonderful. And let's see here, Debbie from Chicago, and Benny from the Valley of the Sun, and Brigitte from Ireland. I love Ireland. I've been there 4 times, Brigitte. You live in a magical place. Shirley, good morning, and Valerie from New Jersey, and Marcia from Arizona, and Donna. And I think we got everybody below that. Let's see. And Serena from Santa Cruz, and Jeanette, and Elvira, and Luis. So welcome everyone to the call, and I know I want to welcome everybody who is on the phone lines. Looks like we've got about 100 people on the live call here on the live stream. And support, if you could just mention to me, just send me a text and let me know how many people are on the phone lines too. That would be great to know. And we are pumping. We're doing the quantum pump to clear programs. We're removing programs for breast cancer. Natalia, hi, my mom and I are in-law are here. My mom and mother-in-law are with me in Colorado. Fantastic. That's great. Yep, this is definitely a special women's program. And, you know, we do this every year in honor of breast health. And I think one of the things that you're going to notice is there's a lot of publicity. Okay, great. Another batch of callers on the phone line. Great. There's a lot of publicity about breast cancer, and there's a lot of group mind around breast cancer, all the activities and all the promotional stuff around breast cancer. So it's a big, big money-making business, and there's a lot of people invested in really keeping breast cancer going because it's such an industry. And so what we're doing, group mind virus, these are things that really, you know, where it lives as this part of our world and part of our life. But I'd really love to say, let's focus on breast health rather than breast cancer. And so if you were going to go hiking in honor of recovering from breast health or losing someone who didn't have great breast health, what I'd love to do is for you to focus on the breast health and seeing everybody with good breast health. Margaret, Catherine, and Norma, Intention, my two daughters are with us. They're in school. Can you also clear the DNA through me? You can. Yeah, you can set that intention. Rita, two sisters also. And you can't do people unless you have permission. Children, you can, but adults, you have to just get permission to clear. Serena, Laurel's daughter, hi. And Elizabeth. There will be definitely a replay, and Catherine Liu. Oh, so very good. Yeah. Oh, Sinning from Sonoma. Hi, I don't think I said you saw you. And Jada from Los Angeles. Yeah, there's a few people I missed here. Karine and Patrice. Hi, and welcome to the call, everyone. And Chetna. From London. That's a beautiful, interesting name. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're about 50% clear on this one. 50% clear. And what we're doing is we're just using the quantum pump, and we are pumping. And we're removing this from each of you. We're removing these anchors, these emotional anchors, these programs, these spiritual interferences. We're removing them, everything related to the programs, things that are running or informing the body that it might be more prone to breast cancer. And we've got medical documentation on breast cancer DNA removal. Our dear friend Cecily Kate, mother, aunt, and grandmother died of breast cancer. And then at 43, mother of a two-year-old went in and she discovered she also had the DNA marker for breast cancer and came to me for some help. And we did the process we're going to do today with the group. And she went back a few months later and got tested and had no evidence, no sign at all that there was ever any breast cancer marker in her body. She's doing great. That was been a few years ago. Just heard from her. She's over in, I think she's in the south part of England right now living. She used to live in Napa. And so we are just pumping. You know, one of the things that moves our pumping along really nicely is singing. And I think we'll just pull up. I didn't actually put any into this this slide presentation. Hang on one sec here. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in the chat box so you can continue to see what we're clearing. And then I'm going to pull up some music so we can sing together. And that seems to speed things up for us. So there it is in the chat box. You can see it. And then let's see. I can just pull up some music. We'll sing a song or two. Just take me a second to open this up. Okay, there we go. So nice to spend time with you. This is really wonderful. I've missed, we took a little break because we've done so many community calls, so we haven't done one for about 8 weeks. And I've missed you guys, so this is really nice to do this. And Nellie, so happy to be here with you and know how powerful shifts can create be created in our lives. Exactly, Anita. Will this also be available to our members' site with the programs? Unfortunately, we'll have to leave in about 15 minutes. You know where you're going to find it. I don't know if it'll be in the members' site, but I can show you how to navigate that really easily. First of all, if you've signed up, you're going to get the replay announcement. But let me show you something else. I'm just going to do a quick... I'm going to stop this for just a minute so that all of you can see how to actually get there. Here it is. Okay, so here's what we're doing right now, the breast cancer DNA. So how could you get to the free programs? See here, there's a button for programs at the top of the website. And see here, the third one on the top here is the Quantum Activations Free Series. And then here's the upcoming classes. And then here's the replays. And so within an hour or two of the class, the replay gets put up. And this is how you'll find it. And so if you haven't discovered this yet and you're new to our community, Healing the Wound from Global Violence is a replay we did recently, Emotional Freedom, Ability. And then we had quite a few apprentice clearings for those of you who want to study with me. And so I think there's four of them up here. And then we go down to Father's Day, the Good Man Clearing, Mother's Day, Earth Day, New Beginnings, Unlimited Love, Weight Loss. All of these are free, and they require nothing of you. You just click on them, and you're in. Spiritual Freedom, Removal of Breast Cancer from last year, which will be very different than this year. State of the Union we did at the first of the year, and Unlimited Love, which I think we have two now because we did one this year too. So that's where there's an hour free, that many free classes. There's about maybe 15 or 18 hours of free classes there. So just so you know how to find it. And if you're wanting to come into classes, just click on events right here on the top, saying, hey, you've got too many browsers open. But here you go. You can go right into the events calendar. And if you're wondering, where am I speaking, you know, where you can listen to me on a summit or a radio interview, we have listed the upcoming. I was just on UWealth Revolution, I was just on yesterday, so that's still very available. They've got the replay that they're blasting out to the list. And then you can see that you can go into the events and you can click on whatever you'd like. If you'd like to, you know, jump into tomorrow's class, Quantum Clearing of Birth Trauma, you will just click on this and it takes you to the enrollment page. And then there's your choices and the date. And if you scroll down on the enrollment page, you'll just see everything about the training. So that's how you figure out and navigate. Even if you've kind of missed the promotions, you can go into the calendar. Okay, well, I think that's a good example of how to get to where to get to. Okay, my dears, we're going to go back. Let's see here. We've got some comments. Anita, member site. Anita, thank you. You have a great and very functional site. I do, yes. And Margaret, I don't think I have the gene. I thought I'd help pump. Could you please check? Does she have the cancer gene? No, you don't have the cancer gene, but that's great. And, you know, you could have other breast health programs, so that would be another thing to be pumping for. But thank you for coming on, Margaret. I appreciate that you're helping. It's always really nice to have helpers. Okay, let's see. Where are we with this? 82%. So we're at 82% on the clearing, which is good. And we're going to go into a song, which always speeds up. Things go more rapidly when we sing. So let's sing together. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, mind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. And let's do it one more time. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. That's right, Margaret. Got to use those golden rings. Elena, I have positive breast cancer. Can you help? Yeah, I think this is going to help a lot. I would highly recommend, Elena, that you pop into the class the next couple weeks. So this would be class one. And then the next two are paid. This is really like a lovely gift to the community. But it's, like I said, it's a very modestly priced class on breast health. And I think you could get a tremendous help from that. And then, like I said, at the beginning of the class, you want to also, improve your diet. So the Gerson protocols are really good for completely taking cancer out of the body, as well as we take all the programs for cancer out. That's really good. And then in the breast health classes, we're working on really restoring health in every way. We're at 98% on the clearing, so we're doing really good on the clearing here. So let's go back to our slide on the clearing. And then we're going to be doing a big, big shift with the breast cancer DNA. And for those of you that don't have breast cancer DNA, but you might have cancer DNA, you could also work on that, or you could just be a wonderful support to the other women on the call. Mariola from London. Can you check if I have cancer DNA? My mom had it, but not breast one. When I pump, I can't stay still. Yeah, I don't think so, honey. I get a no, but it's always good to, like I said, we're removing all the programs for that too. So, but I get a no that you don't. Okay, all right, that we seem to have gotten through these programs. So this looks like it's complete. So we're going to start the next process we're going to do is clearing of the DNA of breast cancer gene. And it's a DNA obliteration process based on science. And so the DNA obliteration, this process of removing harmful DNA, information from all the cells of the body using the quantum field. This technique supports a healthy future, removing items like cancer and dementia gene. Two techniques, one is using guided imagery, which we have in our DNA stem cell regeneration meditation, and it's part of Quantum Healing Secrets. And second is the quantum pump side slide, medically documented removal of cancer DNA. So just wanting to share with you that we've identified a process that we teach, and I'm going to show you now on how to remove cancer DNA from your DNA. Okay, we're going to do the clearing next, and I'm going to come on the screen and just remind you that it's a side slide. This is what we're doing, and we're removing breast cancer DNA, cancer DNA from the DNA. And you know, when you're, and so it's this, maybe I back up a little so you can see a little better. So there we go. If you're kind of chesty and it's hard for you to cross over, you can start out here and come in. We're wanting to do a slide movement because we're thinking about a DNA strand being opened up, and we're just removing the intended information. We're not removing any other information. And so it's kind of like you're imagining going across the DNA strand. And we're going to do this for a while because we have just like I said, close to 400 students registered in this class. So we're going to make sure that everybody gets a good result. And so this is what we're going to do for a while with this hand movement. So like I said, if you're chesty, I'm pretty chesty. It's a little bit harder to cross over on the chest. You can start out. If it doesn't matter to you, if, you know, you're whatever. However it works for you, you can do it this way. If it's hard to do it this way, just start out further out this way and do it this way. The idea is to have at least about maybe 12 to 15 inches that you're crossing as you're going across, and then you just come back and cross again. So that's what we're doing. We do have, by the way, we do have a DNA class. It's probably in about 6 months, but it's a wonderful, wonderful DNA class. So if you're wanting to really make some improvements, you've had a lot of programming that isn't so good coming down from your genetic heritage, you want to jump into the DNA class when it comes around again. Okay, and I'm going to put the slide up. And that's what we're doing. We're doing the DNA process. Rita, you know, if that's the way you want to word it, instead of saying intend, you could know that cancer DNA. So you could just know that it's being done. It's the same thing with words. If you intend, which is a good word, it is less effective than if you know that you're removing it. And try is even way less effective than intend. That's cute, Finny. She said the clearing technique makes her tickle what's going on. It's coming out of every cell. So if your cells are sensitive, that's what's going on. Your cells are sensitive. Your cells are feeling it because it's coming out of the millions and billions of cells in your body. Therese, does the obliteration release weird infections in the breast as well? Definitely not, Therese. That's not what it's for. So no, it doesn't. Surely, my hand and arm are finding this difficult to do. What is the feeling quite jerky with this movement? It's not the movement itself. You might have some resistance from spiritual interferences. One of the classes that you might want to jump into, well, we've got the 101 muscle testing. Really, you know, you can do the quantum pump, Shirley, since, you know, this class isn't the class I'm teaching, like the advanced techniques on how to take spiritual parasites out of your hand. And usually when there's jerking, it's an interference, at least 5 spiritual interferences is what I see. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a resistance from stuff that still needs cleaning out. Can I use DNA obliteration process for something else? No, definitely not. Oh, sorry. You can use it for something else with DNA, but you can't use it for anything else like clearing infections or anything like that. It's not for anything else. Once in a while, there is some specific timeline issue that we address with the DNA obliteration process. It looks similar, but it's not exactly the same. So that's the only other thing that's done with the hand movement itself. And yes, you could make some attempt. I would say there's quite a bit involved in like removing dementia or something like that. So you'd want to come into the brain class if you wanted to remove dementia, because it's not just a DNA program. But yes, this is the way to remove DNA. Does this remove breast cysts? No. All of that is done in the coming classes. So if you have a breast cysts or tumors or whatever, the only thing we're doing today, the only thing that we're doing today is removing the breast cancer DNA. And I put in an additional kind of gift to you to remove the programs for breast cancer. So that's what we did in the first part. And then now this second part, we're just working on breast cancer, cancer DNA, and we're taking it out of the DNA. So that's what we're doing. If there's something that you want to remove other than that, that's covered in the next two classes. Feeling sleepy. That sometimes happens when you're shifting energy. You hit a little bit of a wall of unconsciousness or exhaustion. That's normal. Just hang in there. Keep your eyes open. Maybe stand up and move around a little bit. Are the physical hand, foot, pump movements necessary? This can be done purely with directing and focusing energy with the mind. And that is from Bhat Brat. Interesting, I haven't heard that name before. I wouldn't recommend it. The thing is, what the hand movement allows is for you to get into the higher frequency. And if you're an enlightened master and you have your frequency up over 500 to 700, maybe 1,000, then you could focus direct energy with your mind. But the mind is influenced by spiritual interferences and other things, looping thoughts and other things. So I just wouldn't recommend it. This is such a clean way to do it. You think an intention with the mind, then you activate the quantum pleasure field with the hand movement. It's very clean. It's the way to go. I have seen people imagine doing the pump in their mind without their hand moving. So if you didn't have a hand to move or a foot to move, you could imagine moving your hand in your mind. But I wouldn't just start trying to direct energy here and there and everywhere. And it's actually not, we're not directing energy, we're rearranging the way the particles are vibrating in the quantum field. And the reason that I mapped it out in this way was so that everybody could have this access to really your own superpowers, regardless of what frequency you were currently in. So unless you're really, really depressed and down and dirty or angry or something like that, you're going to be able to create transformation on your own without being an enlightened master. So that's very cool. I don't see it for Artha. Oh, thank you so much. You are very kind and generous with your time, energy, and knowledge. Deeply appreciated. Oh, you're very welcome. Welcome. Yeah, I'm always trying to. I'm kind of like the big mother hen, you know, wanting to keep you guys really safe, but also having you be as effective as possible. And so there's always that element of, oh, don't do that. That's not going to work. Or it's going to create some chaos in the field. So I'm giving you, you know, the actual direct directions. This is the way to do it. And you follow it exactly the way I map it out, you're going to get some really good results. I encourage you to be creative and experiment. But if you don't know how to test on, like, safety or effectiveness. For example, if people in this class use just their mind without pumping, first of all, how effective would they be to make a transformation? Oh, my gosh, 3%. You'd be 3% effective just using your mind and thinking. So that wouldn't be a result. We want it to be 100%. this is going to get you 100%. So that's kind of, so that would be one way to test it. Another way to test it would it be safe? And obviously this one isn't a, so if they just use their mind to try and change the DNA, would it be safe? And I get a no. And would it stimulate other problems? Because sometimes when you're focusing on something, like I'm removing breast cancer DNA, I'm removing breast cancer DNA, what your body hears is breast cancer DNA. So one of the things that could happen is when your mind is focusing on removing breast cancer DNA, the removing part, because it's just mental, because you're doing it with your mind, the removing part just falls off and breast cancer DNA gets focused into your DNA. So it could actually be the opposite. It could be dangerous. We don't really focus on things a lot. Once we just set an intention, which is what someone said, set an intention. So we know that we're doing something, we look at it, we're going, that's what I'm doing. So that's it, that's what I'm doing. And then we don't, you know, we can look at the words, but we're not like breast cancer DNA, removal breast cancer DNA, we're not doing that, we're not thinking that. We're just clearing, we're just doing our hand movement and we're just clearing. Ditto, you're welcome. And Laura, are we still doing, oh yes, we're still doing the side thing. Yep, for not the whole time. We did half with the quantum pump at the beginning. Remember, we're doing the DNA removal now. So that's what we're doing now. Did anyone else get blown off in internet? I had to shut down and restart. Okay. Are we still doing the side slide the whole time? And the answer is yes. Laura, I think I've gotten your question twice. Margaret, yes, doing the slide the rest of class. Okay. Gerson Protocols, and where can I find it? Thank you very much. Carol, just put Gerson in the internet, and you can find him on Amazon. The protocols are diet and nutritional supplements, and they have an incredible result for just removing cancer through diet. And there's just certain things that if you're just eating really well and drinking a lot of raw juice, you're getting the oxygen way up in the body. And part of the reason cancer can't live in a highly oxygenated environment. So there's no such thing as heart cancer because the heart is filled with oxygen constantly. It's interesting, though, that there's lung cancer, but that's because people put carcinogenics in lungs typically. So anyway. We're just clearing for us. And that's Nesima. We're not clearing for other people. You might find my teachings a little bit unusual, but everybody comes in to learn and has a desire to learn and grow. And if we remove it for others, we're removing their opportunity to learn and grow. It might have been something that they said, I want that experience this lifetime, or I need that experience this lifetime so I can get unstuck from something else. And so we never do it without permission. If they've said, I know I don't want to learn from breast cancer, can you please help me? Then you can. Can you do it for small children of yours that are your children? Definitely you can. So you can do that. There's also cell-to-cell matching. So if people are looking, like women in your family are looking to make a shift and it's a year from now, but they're around your body and your body isn't emanating that information, their body could potentially, if it was their intention to clear breast cancer DNA, could potentially just start matching your cells over time so that their cells didn't have the information either. But we don't take away people's opportunity to grow unless they say, that's not an opportunity I want to do. So we don't, and we certainly don't go up and down the genetic heritage. But I understand that you want your daughters included. So if you have young daughters, if you have mature daughters, just send them the link. Or sisters or aunts or grandmas or anybody, just send them this. It's a free class, so they can do it for themselves. And then they've powerfully been in charge of deciding, this is not what I want. I don't want the programs. I don't want the DNA. Okay, good. And by the way, for Carol on Gerson, the spelling is G-E-R-S-O-N. It is on the slide. So there's books on, they have protocols for cancer and also for arthritis and some other illnesses. So they have the supplements that you would take, the juices and how to juice and what juicer to get, and soups and what you're going to take, eat, use as supplements to clear cancer from your body or some other illness. And he was a doctor. I think it was 1920s, maybe he was around. Maybe it's sooner than that, maybe 40s, 1940s maybe. And he discovered ways to remove cancer from the body that had nothing to do with chemotherapy or any drug treatment. So that might be something to just check out if you're already in that situation or you've had some kind of cancer and you want to just make sure that you've turned everything off in the body that would be prone to inflammation and cancer. Are you able to download the slides from the website? That I don't know. I don't think we usually put slides up on free classes. But in the paid classes, in the breast classes coming up, yes. So I think on this we just do the video and audio presentation is what you get with the free class. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, you know, I for a lifetime, so I've been a spiritual teacher for six lifetimes, and, you know, you start learning, well, where do you create obligation and karma? If you take away a person's right to choose or has their right to grow, then they have to come back another life, and then you're obligated to help them another life or to help design whatever it is. So you start creating this entanglement by taking away their choices. And so we want to be really careful. And maybe 20 years ago, I would have been kind of surprised and like, no, it's my responsibility to help people. But on the other hand, it's your responsibility to support people in making their change. So that's the way we approach this, is we're supporting people in being able to get and make their change. We're about 83% clear on removing the breast cancer DNA. For those of you who are feeling like, well, I know I've got it, or I've tested, or sister, mother, aunt, grandma has had it, I would recommend that you go through this clearing three times. And you can just watch the replay three times and maybe spread it out maybe 3 weeks apart so that you just do an extra two clearings. We'll get you to zero, but understand that we're removing something from the physical realm, so it wouldn't hurt to go in and take it out two more times. So map it on your calendar for once in 3 weeks and then once in 6 weeks. And just do the replay and just pump along doing the quantum slide, the DNA side slide. So that's all I want you to do is if you know that you're really at risk and you know for sure, oh, I've got that cancer gene, let's just double up and get you through a couple more times so that you're very pristine. And I honestly would love to see each one of you in the breast health class. Like I said, it's not an expensive program, and we're working on all aspects of beauty as well as health. So I want you to feel wonderful in your skin, feel beautiful and radiant and healthy and ready to face the world with your gorgeous knockers. By the way, if you've had breast cancer and you've had a mastectomy, I do have techniques for growing the breast back, so you can actually grow back breast tissue. Not sure always about the nipple, but definitely women get breast tissue growth back using our cellular neogenesis technique and some very specific clearings. So that is also something that can be done. Alicia, she has a cancer gene. You know, some tiny interaction, but we're almost done clearing. So I think you did, because we're at like 87% clear. So, Alicia, I think you did have it, but it's almost clear now. Trish, do I have the gene? Did she have it? Yeah. Trish, you did have it. So that's a yes. And like I said, we're down to a few percentages left. And that was why I was recommending for those of you who might suspect, or just all of you, you can just repeat this in 3 weeks and again in another 3 weeks. So that'll be a really great idea. I went through, there's no possibility that I'm ever going to have cancer of any kind again. That's just, it's zero possibility because I've removed all of the programs in every way. Oh, you're welcome, Rita. Yeah. Okay, and so Alina, I'm just going to do what I can test for. Do the mastectomy. I don't think so. I wouldn't do it. I get a no. But you're going to have to follow your own inner guidance. Pray about it too, but I get a no. Can you check to see? Oh, are we just going to get 100 people asking for me to check on the... Like everybody wants a test. Okay. Hang on one sec here. You know what I would rather do than answer everybody's question, do I have it, do I have it? And I do understand how it's important to you. As I'd rather blast through, which is me putting a lot of energy and intention so we get to zero at noon, which we have 3 minutes left. So let me blast a little bit. And let me put up the class announcements while I'm blasting. And I'll be on for a couple minutes after the class. But just know that the whole idea, the whole reason that we did the class was to take the gene out. So you should all be reading zero when we get to noon. That's the idea. Okay, so the next steps, I'd love to see you join the breast health class that starts next week. Here are the classes that are up for you right now. We have an in-person retreat in Carmel Valley, November 27th through the 3rd, and that's in my house. And it's the last Diamond Immersion program we're doing for a while. So please consider coming to the Diamond Immersion program. That's the live training in my house. 100% Clear started this week. That's learning about the clearings. Muscle Testing 101 is coming up real soon. Clearing of Birth Trauma is tomorrow, starts tomorrow. Understanding Anchors and Spiritual Interference is going to be the most powerful classes you've ever done. The 100% Clear and Understanding Anchors and Spiritual Interferences on really getting down to what does everything mean. Removing trauma and abuse from your field of body. As you can tell, fall is a time when we clear trauma and abuse. So the birth trauma clearing, removal of trauma and abuse are in the fall here. Best Breast starts next week, and we've got a free Halloween class coming up on Halloween. It should be super fun, super duper fun, so you want to register for that early. And please do share the links for all the free classes. We just really encourage you to invite your friends. Okay, so that does it for class announcements. And I'm going to end the class with a blessing. Let's see where we're at. I've been kind of blasting as I've been pumping here. So let's see. 98%, we're 98% right now. So you want to stay on for another couple minutes, and I should be able to get everybody to zero. Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya murchor maham amritam gamaya om shanti 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 om peace peace peace. May the entire world be filled with peace. Tatastu, so be it. I love you. God bless you. You take good care of yourself. And I'll see you in the chat box real soon. Okay, bye-bye for now.
The moderator has left the conference.